Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
I may know him. Philippians 3:10. Thank you, Lord, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, which and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed of his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. I want to have a revelation. I want to know him. But he's saying, and the power of his resurrection. But in the prayer to the Ephesians, he's saying that the eyes of our understanding may be opened, that we may know. He wants us to have a revelation of it. Oh, the exceeding greatness of his power. The greatness of his power that was exercised when Christ was raised from the dead. Oh, Lord, give us a revelation of that. I want to know the power of your resurrection. Oh, that was exercised when Christ was raised from the dead. And he's saying, oh, that power is toward us who believe. But it takes a revelation. It takes it beyond the eyes of our understanding, being enlightened that we may know. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice what he says in Luke chapter 24. You see, when he resurrected and he appeared to them, they didn't know. They didn't have a revelation of this. Luke chapter 24, verse 16. You see, one of the things that the resurrection does is for us is to give us the power to know. Verse 16 says, and their eyes, Luke 24, 16, and their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. Their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. But if you get to verse 31, notice what he says. He says, then their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ causes our eyes to be opened to see him and to know him and the power of his resurrection. Oh, their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And verse 45 says, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. He opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. He opened their understanding. That they might understand. It's one thing to just be familiar with him. They were walking with him, but they didn't know him. Oh, but as soon as their eyes were open, they knew him. They knew him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. By this revelation, when our eyes are open, we walk in the fullness of what he has done for us. Notice what he says in Job chapter 33, verse 21 to 25. Jesus has already paid the price for us. Job 33, 21 to 25. Glory be to the name of 21 to 25. Job 33, 21 to 25. He says, and his flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones stick out which once were not seen. Yet his soul draws near the pit, and his life to the executioners. If there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one among a thousand, to show man his uprightness, then he is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be young like a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. God has given us a ransom. That ransom is Jesus. He's our deliverance from the curse of the law. He's our deliverance from everything that holds us bound. Oh, we are no longer abiding in the congregation of the dead. He says in Proverbs that he that lacks understanding will abide in the congregation of the dead. Oh, but by the light and the revelation of God's word, we will not abide in the congregation of the dead, because Jesus is alive, he has delivered us, and we can walk free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. By the understanding of the word, by the understanding and the revelation of who Jesus Christ is how we walk in liberty and in freedom. Notice what he says, one of the things that happened in Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. Matthew 27, 51. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice what happened when he was raised from the dead. He says, then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earthquake and the rocks were split. There was the veil that separated man from the holies of holies. That was the veil that separated man from the innermost place. As a result of his resurrection, now we have access to what is behind the veil. We'll come back to Matthew 27. But the question is, what's behind the veil? My Lord and my God, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4. My. Oh, glory. Oh, the veil has been torn in two when he was raised from the dead. Thank you, Lord. Let's start from verse 3. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 3. And behold, the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, and which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things which we cannot speak in detail, the things behind the veil could only be accessed by the priest once a year. Oh, but the manna, when he talks about manna, he's talking about the revelation of the word of God that will feed us every single day of our lives. Oh, it fed those people from a physical standpoint when they were in the wilderness. Oh, but that manna, that which is behind the veil, that which we need to be victorious, is as available to us because the veil has been torn down. Oh, and Aaron's rod that budded. Remember in Exodus, they put that rod there. That rod was dead. But when he got into that place, the life of God came in it somehow. And that rod budded. Behind the veil, anything that is dead in your life will come alive. No death is permitted behind the veil. This morning, in the name of Jesus, anything in your life that looks like dying or dead, that looks like defeat, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life into it. No death is permitted behind the veil. Behind the veil, behind the veil, no death is permitted. The veil was torn into the tablets of the covenant. The tablets of the covenant. There is a new covenant in force. There is a new covenant. Oh, that is now in force. That covenant is ratified in the blood of Jesus. That speaks better things than the blood of bulls and goats. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 27. Verse 52, what else happened when he was raised from the dead? Thank you, Lord. Matthew 27, 52. Thank you, Lord. The veil and the rocks were split, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Oh, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ enforces our change. Remember where you started. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? The graves were open. They were free now. In the name of Jesus, any form of captivity that you may be in this morning, may that your grave be open. Ha. They were free. Their graves were open. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If we believe in the power of his resurrection and have a revelation of it this morning, we will walk in the liberty wherewith he has made us free. Thank you, Lord. What are some of the other benefits of his resurrection? The Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in us. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. What does that mean for us today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You ready for this? Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. How many of us are saved this morning? All of us are born again. Where is the Spirit of God? He dwells in us. If the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. This is all made possible because Jesus was raised from the dead. That same Spirit, that same power that took him out and resurrected him and raised him up from the dead. Oh, if you are born again this morning, that same Spirit is living and dwelling in you now. What is he doing in there? Is he just a hitchhiker for you to ride with in life? No, he will give life, 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 not death, life to your mortal body. This morning, any part of your body, oh, that may have sickness, disease, and the death process has started there, may it be quickened by the Lord, by his Spirit, through his Spirit, in the name of Jesus. May you receive the life of God fully manifest in your body from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Amen. Ah, glory. This is all made possible because he was raised from the dead. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And then a sevenfold blessing that comes to us, result of his resurrection as well. We see that. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, he's saying, but the prayer verse talks about the fact that then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. And thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice, notice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. sevenfold. We've discovered the exceeding greatness of his power that raised him from the dead. Oh, but in addition to the power, what did he say? Riches. True riches come from him. Oh, and wisdom. He has been made unto us wisdom. We discovered that in the last couple of weeks. And strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb. You and I are joint heirs with him. So if he receive all these things, then we are joint heirs with him and receive all that as well. My Lord and my God. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory, and blessing. Oh, take it. I like that. Receive that this morning. It's all available. Oh, for us. For us, he became poor. Notice what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. True riches, wisdom, and all the goodies come from him. Thank you, Lord. He said, oh, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. That's in my Bible. It's in your Bible as well. He went on the cross when he was slain. Oh, he paid the price for us as well, that we might experience God's very best. God's very best. Thank you, Lord. It changes our defeat. Oh, the resurrection changes our defeat into success, into triumph. Oh, let's go back to Luke chapter 24, verse 5 to 6. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Your position changes because of Jesus. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, he said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? Why are you looking for the victorious among the dead? Anything that looks like defeat in your life this morning, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ changes your position. It changes your status. In the mighty name of Jesus, you go from sickness to health. You've gone from death to life. Oh, now the very strength of God is yours. He says to receive strength. Oh, may you walk in strength and honor. Everything that looks like shame in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning receive his honor. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Your position has changed. Translate us from defeat to victory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the resurrection translates us from slavery to dominion. From slavery to dominion. From slavery to dominion. No longer are we slaves to sin, to Satan, and to everything else that came with the fall. We read that earlier in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21. Ephesians 1, 21. Let's go back there again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, our position has changed. Our position has changed. We are no longer slaves to the enemy. Ephesians chapter 21. Notice what he says. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. He says Jesus is far above. Oh, all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Oh, but if he had stopped there, that would have been exciting enough. But if you continue, you have to realize that he's writing a letter. So we men put chapters and verses there to help us reference. But he's writing a letter. No one writes to your aunt and say, Auntie Susie, chapter 1, verse 2. No, he's writing a letter. But notice what he says in Ephesians 2:5. So Ephesians 2:5, actually, let's read the whole thing. This is so good. From verse 1, he says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath just as others." Verse 4, "But God." Oh, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Oh, by grace you have been saved. Oh, verse 6, "And raised us up together and made us sit together." Oh, emphasized again. In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We were dead in our trespasses. But from God's standpoint, when Jesus was raised from the dead, we were made alive together with him. We weren't there, but we were made alive together with him. And what did he do? When he was raised from the dead, he raised us up together with him and made us sit together in heavenly places, far above the dominion of sin, far above the dominion of sickness, far above the dominion of the curse. Oh, far above. Oh, be conscious of your new position this morning because of what Jesus has done. You are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, your position has changed. Sickness and disease and poverty and the curse and failure and defeat, all that has no place over your life. You are in a new realm. You are in a new era. Jesus Christ is now your Lord. Oh, glory. He's seated at the hand of the Father, and we are seated with him. Far above all principality and power. Thank you, Lord. Next point. He's translated us from death to life. From death to life. From death to life. John chapter 14, verse 19. Thank you, Lord. John 14, 19. Glory be to the name of the Lord. John 14, 19. He says, "Oh, a little while longer and will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also." Because I live, you will live also. You have been translated from death to life. No longer should you be afraid of death. We have been changed from death to life. Oh, because he lives, we also live. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 2, 14. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hebrews 2, 14. Thank you, Lord. He says, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Every fear of death that may be hounding your life, oh, this morning, let's all say this together, please. "I command the fear of death to leave me now, now, In Jesus' name. Jesus has made us free from the fear of death. He's made us free. The fear of death is the master of all fear. Oh, when people are hedging with circumstances, isn't there fear? Is because you are afraid that if you continue to die, they will die. Oh, but no longer should be subject to the fear of death. Oh, when people are in lack and don't have enough, they look around at what may be, and they don't see a way out, begin to fear. But this morning, in the name of Jesus, you will not fear anymore. Where, oh grave, where is your sting? Oh dead, where is your victory? Jesus overcome you. I do not have fear. Because he lives, I can live tomorrow. I can face tomorrow without fear. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. The key he has taken, he paralyzed the devil. We just saw that. Destroyed him that had the power of death and took the keys from him. When he rose up, he now said, all hail. I now have the keys. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades, of hell, and of death. I have the keys. I have the keys of hell and death. Oh, he took the authority that Adam and Eve had lost in the beginning. And like we saw yesterday, he gave that keys to us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Let's go there. Thank you, Lord. The authority is now back where it rightfully belongs. And that authority cannot be lost. He says, and Jesus came. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Oh, when he resurrected, oh, before he left the disciples, all authority has been given to me, both in heaven and in earth. I have the keys. I have the dominion. I have the authority that Adam lost in the beginning, and I am delegating the earthly portion of it to you now. Now go. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Oh, as a result of his resurrection, we have him with us all the time. All the time. All the time. Oh, I will never leave you nor forsake you until the end of the age. Oh, when you have days in your life where it seems like God is way out there and you are way out here, remember, oh, his spirit indwells you with you and he is with you all until the end of this age. He's with you at work. He's with you at home. In that car, the resurrected Christ is with you in the person of the Holy Spirit. May the last defeat you saw be the last one that you ever see in your life. Notice again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53 to 57. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 15. Victory over death. 1 Corinthians 15, 53. As a result of his resurrection, we see changes, dramatic changes in our lives. He says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Oh, but thanks be to God. Somebody say this morning, thanks be to God. Who does what? Who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 52 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We shall be changed. Oh, the devil thought he had Jesus. But in a moment, he was changed. And this mortal must put on immortality. Oh, death, where is your sting? Thanks be to God who always gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are victorious. Shout it this morning. I am victorious.
I am victorious.
We are victorious because of Jesus. Oh, victory from death is ours because somebody paid the price. Because someone was victorious, we are also victorious. May you know no defeat in your life. But to actualize it and to see the fullness of it in our lives. I've been talking about it since Friday. I will repeat it again today. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. The way to that is the way of obedience. If he had decided not to go, we wouldn't have experienced the glory of it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and noticed, and became obedient. And became obedient, and became obedient, and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. What happened as a result? Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But he got there through the gateway of obedience. He became obedient. Oh, Lord, what are you saying to me to do? Lord, whatever I see in your word, I will endeavor to obey and to do your word. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him. We talk about the honor, but to get to the honor, oh, we must be willing to obey. We must be willing to obey. That is the way to it. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his command which I command you today, what will happen? The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. If we follow the way of obedience like Jesus Christ did, he will set us high. High. In this season, as you make a choice, as you make a decision to obey the Lord, I see you being set high above any circumstance that will endeavor to defeat you. You will not be defeated. Diligently obey. He became obedient and he was set on high. When we follow him in that path, we will experience victory as well. Victory as well. In the name of Jesus. From today, I see you walking in victory. I see you walking in victory in every area of your life. This all has become possible because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will no longer be abiding in the congregation of the dead. By the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and by your eyes being open to the truth and the revelation of it, that same power that raised him from the dead, you are not trying to get it. He says it is already toward those who believe. What confidence that gives when you wake up in the morning. My Jesus is alive. The same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body. He will make your bodies full of life, not of disease, not of sickness, not of failure. You will walk above and not beneath. He will set you high. I see somebody being set high this morning. Seated. You are seated high together with Christ in the heavenly places. That is your new position. That is your new place. Be conscious of that. Be conscious of the fact that that's where you are seated. There is no defeat out there. There is no disease up there. Oh, there is joy. That is where you are seated. You are above principalities and powers. The powers that will endeavor to eat you, you are seated high above them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. When Pharaoh, was pursuing the children of Israel when they crossed the Red Sea, that was the end of his dominion over their life. When Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and we were raised together with him, that was the end of defeat in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Going from death to life. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Because he lives, we can live also. Because he's alive, we can walk in victory. Talk to God this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank him for Jesus one more time. Thank him for Jesus one more time. Thank him for Jesus one more time. Thank you, Lord. Declare your love for Jesus. He did this all for you. He did this all for you. He did this all for you. Lift up your voice this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Let's rise to our feet this morning. Let's rise to our feet and talk to him. Thank him for what he has done for us. Thank him for what he has done for us. Thank him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the cross. We thank you that you were buried. Now the veil is torn. We can go into a life of victory. Father, we thank you. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, Sabrato Shabaha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We do not need to fear death. We do not need to fear defeat. We do not need to fear the enemy. We do not need to fear sickness and disease. We do not need to fear poverty. The price has been paid. Thank you, Lord. Let's prepare our hearts to receive communion this morning. Be conscious of the new covenant. This morning, he says the graves were open. If you are here, if you are watching us online or listening to this after the fact, and life may feel like you are in a grave. Life may feel like you are in captivity. But this morning, the good news is Jesus can make you free. Take you out of that grave of life and bring you into the life of God, into his very best, into what he has for your life. You do not need to despair. You do not need to be hopeless. In Christ there is hope. If you're willing to begin a relationship with him today, just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you in my life. I believe you were raised from the dead. And today, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. I'm saved in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. We can take our seats as we prepare our hearts to receive communion this morning. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and pass it around. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles. Thank you, Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. You see, Jesus Christ paid an awesome price for us. Through his blood, we have life. Through his blood, we have come into the very presence of God. Oh, through his life, we now receive protection. Through his life, all the virtues that we talked about in Revelation 5:12 becomes ours. Strength, wisdom, glory, riches, honor, and power are ours. Thank you, Lord. Into the very life of God. We have come into the very best that God has for us. This morning as we go to the communion table, if there is sickness in your life, receive healing this morning. If there's any area of your life where there is turmoil and chaos, receive his peace this morning. He has come to bring you and to give you God's very best. Remember what we said, behind the veil is the tablet of the covenant. We have come into a new covenant, ratified in the blood of Jesus. We do not need to fear death. We do not need to fear failure. We do not need to fear anything at all, because Jesus has paid the price for us. Notice what the Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. His body was broken for us. He was raised from the dead, no longer with a broken body, that we might receive wholeness in our lives. This morning, let's partake of his body in Jesus' name. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Let's partake of his blood this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now talk to God one more time. Receive the benefit of his death and resurrection and his blood being shed in your life this morning. Oh, receive it in your body. Receive it in your every area of your life. Every addiction is broken up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, receive it in your life. Receive it in your life. Receive it in your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus conquered the grave. Let's rise to our feet, please. Thank you, Lord. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. This morning, I decree and declare your liberty in Jesus' mighty name. Saying this morning, there is victory for you. It may look like defeat, but God is saying there is victory for you. Don't look at those circumstances. Don't look at those mountains and say it's impossible. But look to me. Look at my victory and confess that as your victory. And walk in the fullness of it. Thank you, Lord, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's raise up our hands and give him praise this morning. Thank him for his mighty visitation 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 this morning. Give him praise and glory. 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 new beginning for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is a new day. It is a new day. May the Lord bless you. May He give you His peace. May He cause His face to shine on you. May you experience the victory of Christ in your life. As you make a commitment to obey Him and to serve Him, may He honor you. 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 May you go from victory to victory, from strength to strength. May you know His help, His peace, His prosperity, His life. Dominion over you, every area of your life where you may be experiencing defeat and the enemy exercising dominion over you. Go free in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's shout it one more time with our hands lifted up. He is alive.
Trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.